Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boscherman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the numerology and the energy for the month of April 2022 for the collective, as well as the forecasts for each individual life path number. Before we get into the forecast, I want to mention that this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. So April is a 10-1 month. So ultimately a 1 month. We're going to be looking a lot at the energies of the 10 because that is significant, but we will break it down with a 1 as well. So we're officially in Aries season. April is considered, of course, Aries season. It's the beginning of the astrological new year. And in numerology, this year, April is a universal cycle of 1. So this is a tremendous amount of fire energy, of initiation, getting started on something, taking a big risk, saying yes to inspired action, and allowing yourself to be bold in your choices and how you move forward. This is the month to take those big ideas from March and begin to take action. Last month was sort of the incubation period, a time for creating space, exploration, and planning. This month is all about getting the green light and taking off like never before. The vision, the spark that was ignited and came in for us last month is now ready to grow and will require our focus and dedication. So there may be several things ready to take off for you this month, and you may need to prioritize your time and your energy to determine which ones hold the most value for you in getting you to wherever it is you're trying to go. So be mindful of the kindling you're using, body, mind, and spirit, to fuel the fire of this new endeavor or endeavors. So right out of the gate in April, we have this Aries new moon occurring on April 1st. So again, we start the month off with an explosive amount of energy and fire, and this one energy will be amplified. Pay attention to the emotions that surface for you really all month, because we end the month with an eclipse. So there will be a tremendous amount of energy to work with, to harness, and to channel into something powerfully positive and productive. So be very intentional with how you choose to participate and how you choose to work with all of this fire. It'll be very easy to fall into either extreme of this energy this month. So be sure to listen to my moon videos covering the numerology and energy forecast for the new and the full moons for really the most comprehensive understanding of what we are working with this month when we're talking about the illumination of those moon cycles, as well as for the eclipse at the end of the month. I highly recommend listening to that again for sort of the biggest picture of this energy that we're working with, especially for April. This is a big, big month. So the month of April holds the energy of 10-1. This is an incredibly beautiful energy for bringing people together. The 10 coupled with the energy of the 1 really signifies this idea of bringing peace or contributing towards peace through the individual presence. So to understand that, when we speak of oneness, we refer to the energy of oneness, the divinity within all, of life, all beings. So again, it's an energetic focus. Oneness does not negate your own individual identity, thoughts, experiences, beliefs, individual truths, or individual autonomy. However, it is the understanding that this energetic oneness creates the opportunity for individual action to eventually have a greater impact on the whole, the collective. We are all made up of energy, and when our individual vessel moves or manipulates that energy in some way, it eventually creates a ripple effect. Therefore, our individual choices help to establish peace and fellowship through, again, our individual presence. and our individual choices. They contribute towards seeing the same energy and presence play out within the greater collective. So the point being, be very aware, especially this month in April, of how you choose to contribute. The influence of this 10 energy also brings with it the potentiality for luck, success, honor, and material rewards. You could have opportunities to share your wisdom from past experiences in a way that can carry wide and pronounced benefits. This is a time to put yourself out there in ways that may feel very, very uncomfortable, but that also feel aligned. So be bold. Share your wisdom in ways that feel good for you, even if it's outside of your comfort zone, especially if it's outside of your comfort zone. That which you initiate under this energy throughout April is bound to be successful. This 10 energy brings with it a sort of a turning of the tide. That which you have been working towards can now come in. You may see a series of events bring great success and the potential for material accomplishment. This is the start of a new cycle, and you get to decide what direction you'll move this energy towards. Remember that the innovative ideas and the fresh beginnings, including events that appear to be merely coincidental, are all results from efforts you have already expended. You've always been the magician of your own story. So April is an incredibly powerful month, kicked off by a dynamic new moon and closed out with a monumental eclipse. Everything in between has the potential to pack just as much punch. So take inspired action this month, stand up and stand out, even if you have to stand alone initially, and be bold about going after what you truly desire. And this energy will work with you in ways you can't even begin to imagine. Remember that you hold the power when it comes to creating the life of your dreams. It may be very uncomfortable at times, but don't give that power away. Recognize where you hold the power, as well as recognizing and acknowledging where your natural limitations are, so that you can also ask for help where you need it. And then accept that assistance graciously, without shame. There is power in recognizing when we need to ask for help and in doing so. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a look at the forecast for the individual life path numbers for April 2022. Life path number 8. So I pulled an animal spirit card for you all for April, and you got giraffe spirit. And giraffe's message is see the bigger picture. And so this month, I think you're really going to be asked to become the observer in your own life. Stand back, take a look at all of the pieces, all of the everything that's kind of taking place, and figure out sort of how you are meant to contribute to whatever it is that's taking place. And take a closer look at how you have been contributing, how you've been participating, how you've been showing up, all of those things. And if that looks good for you, then keep doing it. If it doesn't look good for you, then you know where to make the adjustments. But there's definitely something here about this month reminding yourself, especially when things feel a little bit like chaotic or heavy or like you can't figure something out, that is your indicator or your cue to step into giraffe spirit and become the observer. Don't, you know, just take some time before you take action and take a look at the bigger picture to help you to figure out your next step. Because if you're too immersed in it, if you're too, in the middle of whatever's happening, in the middle of the chaos, it's going to be very difficult to figure out your next step and what you need to do. And it's going to be very difficult to be decisive in that process. So I think that really the message from Giraffe is try to see things from a different lens or from a larger scope as much as possible this month. Especially if you're starting new projects or if you're starting to work with new people or whatever the case may be, there's really this indication that you really do need to, before you dive in because, you know, eights have that very ambitious energy. They get the idea and they want to go and they want to make it happen. And they can sometimes have that tunnel vision of this is how it needs to be done and this is how it's going to work. And, you know, nine times out of 10, eights are typically right with that because you just have that mind for, you know, the business sense and all of those things. And you have the intelligence to kind of make that happen, as well as the intuitive side of things. So, but it helps to kind of like hold the reins a little bit and maybe pull on the reins a little bit just to slow things down, step back, take a bigger look at things, see the bigger picture, and then reevaluate and just make sure that how you're diving in is where you want to dive in, if that makes sense. Okay, so when I look at the month ahead for you all, this is very interesting energy. There's a story here for you all for April. There's this sense throughout the entire month of you having moved through something transformative or very difficult, and you're moving out of it. You're moving into the next phase, which can feel much lighter, much more creative, much more harmonious. And it's interesting because you can really see that just literally throughout the month for you. And it's almost like body, mind, spirit, like physical as well as the ethereal. So it's very interesting energy. For some of you, it may be these transformations are coming in, but really the overall energy I'm feeling is that this is you having moved through these major transformations and stepping into something much lighter now, something that makes more sense. And that you can work with, like you're extracting the wisdom from that journey that you've just been on that's been very maybe difficult or challenging or, again, transformative. And so ultimately very beautiful energy. So, and this makes sense too because we're in this one energy of like starting new things, new beginnings. Again, things coming in from past efforts, but really I want to focus on the new beginnings because I do feel like that's the case for many of you. Based on this energy, it's like there's potentially something that you've been working or several things based on the energy, several things that you've been working through. And now you're like emerging with this newfound sense of like freedom or understanding or whatever the case may be. And it's like a new beginning. So looking at the very beginning of the month, right out the gate, there is definitely something. This may have been around relationships or something like that. It could be just like a major like awakening, working with emotions, something like that. Something that you've been really moving through that's maybe been very difficult for you for quite some time. You're definitely moving out of that now. You have learned the lessons that you need to learn around whatever this is. And it's like justice is being served. Not necessarily like justice being served on the other person or whatever, but it's like justice in the sense of like of a aha moment or an understanding of like, okay, this is why I had to move through this. This is, I understand the wisdom from that process. I understand, you know, what I need to know from that potentially very difficult experience that you may have moved through. Like this is like moving through tower energy. So major sort of change in direction or upheaval or whatever. And you're kind of coming, or you are coming out of the other side of that now. So with greater understanding and greater awareness and a sense of balance or harmony from where there was once chaos. And really, I think that's kind of it. Where there was chaos, you're now moving into balance and harmony around whatever this was. This again feels very emotional. This feels very like, again, maybe having to do with like relationships or how you show up to something or whatever. You have a greater understanding and a greater sense of balance around whatever this is. So I'm going to leave that at that, however that shows up for you. Then we move into mid-month, and this turns into something very financial around money, where there was like heartbreak around money or struggle or devastation around money or something like that. I feel like you're moving out of that now. You're moving into something much more elevated. You maybe have a better understanding of how to manage your money or where you're mismanaging your money. And so now you're able to kind of move rather quickly into something much more something that works better for you. There's just a greater understanding here that you're emerging from this experience with. So again, the mid-month feels like it has much more to do with money. So I feel like where there might have been some money struggles, some money frustrations, mismanagement of money, whatever the case may be, I feel like you've got a greater sense of awareness around that. You feel much more confident when it comes to how you spend your money, how you manage your money. And it doesn't have to be money. It can be business, resources, any of those things, but it's very physical. It does feel like it's sort of money related. So again, like maybe there's, you were trying to sell your house and you really struggled with it and you weren't able to do it. And now you're able to do it type thing because of a greater understanding that came through and maybe some changes that needed to be made. That's just an example, but there's definitely something here around there was money, financial struggles in some way or fear around money. You know, this can be your thoughts around money, your beliefs around money or resources, right? Or business. And you're stepping out of that. You're moving into greener pastures now quite quickly with a greater understanding. This comes back to you and what you sort of learned from that process. So very interesting, because then end of the month, we move into the more creative side of things. And so I would really say like, this is probably more the creative, the inspiration, whatever. But there's something here around like the more ethereal, right? There's something here around, again, a death, transformation, rebirth of creativity. So there may be something that you've had to have with it, whether it be with your business, with how you produce in the world, how you create within the world. There's something here around a death, transformation, and rebirth that you're stepping out of. So, or, you know, into a new beginning, let's put it that way, where you feel much more clear on the direction forward and how you need to, you know, what you need to do in order to sort of facilitate the most growth and productivity and creativity when it comes to whatever this is. So again, I'm just seeing overall this sort of storyline of, again, it's sort of like physical, ethereal, you know, creation, creativity, money, all of these things, potentially power, relationships, just sort of like all across the board, these major transformations that you all may have been going through or that you might still be in. But I do feel like there's this, it's either you're stepping across the threshold of these transformations and stepping into a new beginning, and that's going to start making a lot more sense for you as April progresses, or you're able to now see the light at the end of the tunnel for these things. And again, you're able to see how you need to move forward to be able to cross that threshold. So for some of you, you know, obviously for, you know, for all of you, it's not going to hit on every area within your life, but for some of you, it might, you know, with 8 energy, that's a lot. That's a powerful energy, right? So it's very possible that you've got things going on with your relationship, with your business, with money, with creativity, that you feel like you've sort of been going through some kind of major transformative process here. And now you're starting to see the rewards of your efforts. You're starting to see, again, the reasoning behind why you had to move through those struggles or whatever it was that you moved through. So ultimately, very beautiful energy this month, because again, it's a new beginning in these areas and you understanding why you had to move through what you had to move through, as it helps you to continue on the journey. You see what I'm saying? And figuring out how to use that wisdom to help your business grow, help your, you know, whatever, right? Your relationships grow, et cetera, et cetera. I would say though, throughout the month, to just remember giraffe energy and step back as much as possible to, again, see with a greater understanding, again, why you had to move through those challenges, those obstacles, that transformation. And now how do you integrate all of that wisdom? What do you do with it? And how can you use it to your advantage, right? Because you're the one that moved through it. You're the one that struggled and came and figured out the medicine to the ailment. And so now how do you take that medicine and how do you distribute it in a way that it can not only help others, but also help you to grow? So beautiful energy. Again, it's what you do with it. So, but I think that many of you are going to be able to see like, okay, I fully understand, or at least I somewhat understand now why this was so hard or why this was so difficult or where, what the pieces that I was missing to make this work. But I think giraffe is going to help you to also do that by, again, stepping back and seeing the bigger picture. So I think this could be a very powerful month for you all, as usual. but I do see this is a lot of new beginnings for you. And for an eight, that can be really exciting. So just make sure to, before you dive in and run forward with all guns blazing, that you take the time to stand back and collect your thoughts and see the bigger picture. I hope it's a great month for you all. Thank you all so much for listening. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.